This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Upper House unable to proceed with agenda as opposition continues obstruction. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamichhane meets India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Diplomatic milestone as Nepal secures chair of UN Security and Disarmament Body. And U.S. House passes resolution to restrict Trump's military action against Iran. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly meeting was adjourned yesterday after opposition lawmakers continued their obstruction, protesting remarks made by Prime Minister Balendra Shah in the House of Representatives on Sunday. Speaking during the urgent time of yesterday's meeting, lawmakers stressed the importance of addressing border issues based on historical facts, evidence and mutual understanding. Despite repeated requests from National Assembly Chair Naren Prasad Dahal to proceed with the agenda, opposition lawmakers continued their obstruction, prompting the adjournment of the meeting. The upper house was scheduled to receive information regarding the authentication of a bill from the office of the president. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle was also expected to table proposals for discussion on the annual estimates of revenue and expenditure for fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat, as well as the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2082 Bikram Sambat. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for June 9 at 1:15 p.m. President Ramchandra Paudil has emphasized the role of sports in promoting national unity, strengthening friendship and fraternity, and enhancing international relations. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of the 16th President Running Shield competition organized by the National Sports Council yesterday, President Paudil said sports have evolved beyond competition, professional achievement and personal recognition. He also remarked that while victory and defeat are natural parts of competition, participation, continuous practice, learning and experience are equally valuable achievements for athletes. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson Ravi Lamichhane held talks with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi during his ongoing 5-day visit to India. According to statements released after the meeting, discussions focused on Nepal-India relations, cooperation between the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and India's Bharatiya Janata Party, and other issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi later said on social media that he was pleased to meet Lamichhane and expressed India's commitment to strengthening ties with Nepal. The meeting was attended by senior Indian officials, including External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and Foreign Secretary Bikram Misri. Earlier during the visit, Lamichhane also met India's Home Minister Amit Shah, the External Affairs Minister, BJP leaders, and other senior officials. The Ministry of Information and Communications has decided to undertake major reforms in the communications sector, including legal updates, structural restructuring, and the development of integrated digital systems in line with the federal structure. At a thematic committee meeting chaired by Minister Dr. Bikram Timmelsinna, officials agreed to streamline coordination among federal, provincial and local governments to improve service delivery and clarify responsibilities across all three tiers. The committee also decided to move forward with amendments to key laws including the Printing and Publication Act and regulations related to online media, aiming to remove legal ambiguities in registration, renewal and regulation of digital platform, among others. The Medical Education Commission has decided to reissue all directives and procedures previously issued by the Commission after completing the required legal process. The decision was taken at the Commission's 24th meeting held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Balendra Shah. According to the Commission, the move follows provisions in the Legislation Act 2081 Bikram Sambat, which rendered earlier directives and procedures ineffective, making their reissuance necessary under the updated legal framework. The meeting also noted a recent amendment to the National Medical Education Act 2075 Bikram Sambat through an ordinance that grants the Commission explicit authority to formulate directives and procedures required for the effective regulation of medical education. The Ministry of Health and Food Safety has placed the country on high alert to prevent the possible entry and spread of Ebola virus in Nepal. According to the ministry, enhanced surveillance and precautionary measures have been implemented at Tribhuvan International Airport and key border entry points following concerns over Ebola outbreaks reported in parts of Africa. Assistant spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said health authorities have intensified monitoring and surveillance measures while urging the public to remain informed and follow official health advisories. He also emphasized that no Ebola infection has been detected in Nepal so far. Meanwhile, the Health Insurance Board has directed private healthcare institutions to ensure that emergency patients continue to receive treatment under the National Health Insurance Scheme. According to Senior Medical Superintendent Dr. Pawan Kumar Sa, the directive clarifies that insurance-covered services should be provided only in cases where patients genuinely require emergency care. Earlier, on May 30th, the board had suspended all known emergency services provided by private hospitals participating in the insurance program, citing a shortage of financial resources. Nepal has been elected chair of the first Committee on Disarmament and International Security of the 81st session of the United Nations General Assembly, marking a significant diplomatic achievement for the country. The election is being seen as an international recognition of Nepal's more than 7 decades of commitment to multilateralism, global peace, international security and disarmament efforts. Following the election, Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Ambassador Lok Bahadur Thapa, expressed gratitude to member states for their trust and support and pledged to carry out his responsibilities with fairness, transparency and inclusiveness. Separately, Nepal has participated in the United Nations International Bazaar 2026, an annual event celebrating cultural diversity, friendship and humanitarian solidarity held under the United Nations Delegation's Spouses Club in New York. According to the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations, Nepal showcased its rich cultural heritage through traditional arts, crafts and handicrafts, highlighting the country's creativity, craftsmanship and cultural identity. The event brought together member states from around the world, each presenting their unique traditions, products, cuisine and cultural expressions. The National Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination and Untouchability is being marked today, commemorating the declaration made on June 21st, 2063 Bikram Sambat or June 4, 2006 when Nepal was declared a caste discrimination-free nation. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of the day, President Ramchandra Paudil and Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav urged to end caste-based discrimination, calling to unite in building an equitable, civilized and inclusive society. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States House of Representatives has passed a resolution seeking to block President Donald Trump from taking further military action against Iran without congressional approval. The measure was approved by a narrow 215-208 vote, with 4 Republican lawmakers joining Democrats in support. The vote comes amid continued tensions in the Iran conflict, which began earlier this year despite reported ceasefire efforts. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said there has been no progress in talks with Washington, although communication channels remain open. In contrast, US President Donald Trump said negotiations with Iran are going very well and suggested a possible agreement could be reached soon, though he added uncertainty over the outcome. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Temperatures have risen sharply across the country over the past few days while rainfall has become sporadic. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said the average temperature, which was below 37 degrees Celsius a couple of days ago, has now increased to around 41 degrees Celsius in some areas. Meteorologist Saroj Purasaini said temperatures are gradually rising and hotter days are likely in the plains of Madhes, Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Latest data shows Bhairava recording a maximum temperature of 41 degrees Celsius, while in Kathmandu temperatures rose to 30.6 degrees Celsius, up from around 25 degrees in recent days. For today, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Hot weather conditions are likely in Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an partial influence of a low-pressure system located in the upper atmosphere around the western part of the country, along with local wind systems. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Upper House unable to proceed with agenda as opposition continues obstruction. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamisane meets India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Diplomatic milestone as Nepal secures chair of UN Security and Disarmament Body. And U.S. House passes resolution to restrict Trump's military action against Iran. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.